Greetings in Jesus' name on this first day of December, the year of our Lord 2021. Can you believe we're already into December and we're thrilled about the day that God has blessed us with? It is a wonderful Wednesday and we are preparing our hearts for chapel tonight and church and believing God that He would meet with us as we preach the Word of God and as we are part of the wonderful worship service at the Calvary Baptist Church here in Sanford, Maine. All day long yesterday, I stripped the floors and I don't know if you've ever worked on VCT tile work, but stripping the glue and the paint and all of the wax off the floors is not a job for sissies, I can promise you that. But I was able to strip almost 4,000 square feet of flooring, and then today hopefully repaint the lines and coat it down with some wax and start the process of burnishing and bringing the floors back up to standard. And we're preparing not only for sports activities, but we're preparing for our large Pastors Refreshers Conference that will start on this Sunday. We welcome Randy Bain and Bruce Turner preaching the Word of God, and we're believing that the Lord will help us in a mighty way. Continue to pray for all of us as we have extreme amounts of pressure upon us for deadlines and different things that are going on, and we need the touch of God. And I covet the prayers of God's people that you would help us and hold us up through the wonderful blessing of prayer. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. I want to speak today for the few minutes that we have before us on falling from your own steadfastness. We experienced something similar to this on yesterday in the broadcast about being led away by the pollutions of the world. But today we will carry with that thought again and speak on falling from your own steadfastness. It begs all of us to ask a personal question. Are we steadfast for Christ? Have we been more steadfast for Christ than we are now? Have we fallen from our own steadfastness? Are we not as dedicated as we used to be? And these are times in our life that are times of renewal, times of revival, times of refreshing, where we begin to ponder and consider and say, now wait a minute here. I'm not as steadfast for Christ as I used to be. I used to be busy about the Father's business. Let's talk about church growth. The church growth is settled with a little word go, G-O. Jesus Christ did not say sit. Jesus Christ said go. He said to go. Jesus Christ did not say experience apathy and just kind of give up on things or experience atrophy where we just begin to get so tight and constrained. Jesus Christ did not say to experience those things. He said for us to go. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. If you look around and see that your church is in decline, think about this. Could it be we have fallen from our own steadfastness? Could it be that we're not reaching our community for Christ? Could it be that we have slackened in the areas of personal evangelism and Sunday school evangelism and Sunday night church services? Could it be that our night services have become kind of dull and indifferent? It very well could be. And here the Bible is challenging us. We must be careful. We must beware. It uses the word beware. We must beware of falling from our own steadfastness. Beloved, it's time that we pin our ears back and fill our hearts with the love of God and the Word of God and come out of the closet of prayer filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God and repent of falling from our own steadfastness and go forward for Christ wide open for His honor and His glory. May the Lord teach all of us today that we must be steadfast. We don't want to ever fall from our own steadfastness, but we must be steadfast for Christ. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.